Okay, think for a moment about high school and the intensity of that time in life, the thrill of making new friends, heartbreaks, the struggle of trying to figure it all out. Well, an arts organization in Salt Lake City is harnessing the power of music to help teens do just that by setting their personal narratives to lyrics and a beat. Their program is called Open Mic. It's free and available to any teenager who walks through the door of a place called Spy Hop. The Western Folklife Center's Taki Telenitis has the story.
Hey!
Hi!
Anybody feel like singing?
The open mic program is held each Friday afternoon, and on this day, the place is crammed with kids who've come in to work on songs. Some arrive in groups, others alone. Some pull out dog-eared notepads and work on lyrics.
Wait, so what about this part?
While others sit down at computers and create beats for their songs. Spy Hop gets its name from something whales and dolphins do. A spy hop is that lurch they make out of the water for a second or two to get their bearings and figure out where they're going. And it's a fitting name for an organization dedicated to helping kids find their way. Spy Hop's motto is empowering youth through multimedia, and they offer classes on documentary filmmaking, graphic and web design, in addition to audio recording and music production. These formal classes cost money, but Open Mic is free. And there's no obligation to come back on a regular basis. Just show up, record, and walk away with your CD.
Life is a valuable thing. There is much to see. That is why I sing. I don't waste away. Not a single day. That is not the way that I choose to be.
They all had so much talent. It was very raw. And so you could take that and focus it a little bit.
That's Matt Mateus, programs director at Spy Hop. He started Open Mic 6 years ago.
You see these kids with so much potential, and maybe somebody hasn't given them the direction to say, hey, let's try it this way, or let's try and help them figure out what they're trying to say.
Part of doing that, says Mateus, is setting boundaries, because when you simply fling open the door to anybody,
a lot of stuff comes through that's really inappropriate. Whether it's homophobic or ultra-violent or misogynistic is probably the biggest one. And it takes a lot of education to even let these young musicians know that that's what they're doing.
Another thing Open Mic insists on is that kids write music from personal experience, not from what they see and hear on TV. But sometimes that experience can be harsh.
There's a really amazing songwriter, Joel, who's in a wheelchair, and you know, he was in an accident when he was really young, and paralyzed him. And he came in and we recorded him singing and playing, and you know, he has some really goofy songs about kind of iconic, you know, cultural characters. So he has a song about Julia Roberts, and it's hilarious, and about how he's a geek, and he's got this cool geeky band, and then out of nowhere he just says, I got one more song, can I play this song? And it's called Glass.
My parents broke up, and me and my friends broke up, and then I woke up in a hospital bed.
You know, he tells this story about the car accident that he got into and the situation with his parents and how they just gotten divorced, and it's just amazing.
I don't mean to complain, I will accept this pain, but I miss climbing trees and not knowing of birds and bees.
We were all crying in the studio. It happens all the time here. It's horrible. You know, it's like we're in here trying to be cool and be mentors and be tough. And you know, I'm in tears listening to this song.
Mateus has been moved by many of the stories kids have brought through Spy Hop's doors. Not long after Open Mic started, he noticed it was attracting young people who were different from the students who attended the formal classes.
We saw a lot of tougher kids come in, refugees and kids that have been in gangs and, you know, or foster care. Their parents are, you know, in jail or on drugs, and their stories are amazing.
They call me Jeremy J. Johnson, a.k.a. Native Sons. When I get up on the mic, that's what people call me.
Jeremy's 22 now, but was in high school when he first discovered open mic. He was born on the Navajo reservation and proudly wears a medallion of an Indian chief over his baggy t-shirt. Jeremy left the reservation years ago, and after a stint in New Mexico, moved to Salt Lake to live with his aunt.
She had five kids, single mother. Three of those five kids, there was three different dads, and none of those dads even helped. Auntie got pregnant again. Dude didn't even help her. Six kids from age 12 and down. And we were just kind of living really poor, babysitting all the time, never had time to hang out with friends. It's just like, got to cook. I was just stuck.
Jeremy was always into music. He'd work out lyrics and rhymes at night when he had a little time to himself. Then one Friday afternoon, a buddy told him about open mic.
He was making it sound like the bomb. He's like, man, there's turntables, just mad MCs. They got a recording studio. They got everything over there. And I'm just like, damn, I want to go. All right, let's go. Yo,
I got a lot of things that are changing in my life. Still walking the path, figuring out what's the wrong and right. With my mama still stressing me, calling and addressing me. All my own problems, but really it's for the best of me.
First time I wrote that song, I wanted to show the world. Like, I wanted to show everybody I came in contact with. I even tried playing it over the phone to people. I was so motivated. I was just like, yes.
Stuck in sticky situations, leaving me so antsy, breaking through the doubt from the people who tell me I can't be something. Why?
I love writing music because it makes me think about the situation a little bit more. It's not just being mad and, you know, hitting walls and running out the door. No, I was just like, being mad, and I had to dissect it. I had to dissect it all the way down and be like, why am I pissed? Who caused it? How come the pain hurts so much? Like, you know how people screaming pillows and everything? Well, screaming on the mic was my thing.
And it became his thing, week after week, month after month. Sometimes his songs were lighthearted. He wrote a song about Scooby-Doo. And sometimes they were deadly serious.
I see a lot of kids taking these drugs for their pleasing, using doc's prescriptions to chase that wrong reason. This to me is sickening, and no, it's not fiction. To elevate late drugs and code up a contradiction, 100% proof that my tongue speaks the truth.
That song is called Only for the Wise, and I made that song because I went to a party with a friend, and he was all taking prescription drugs out of he stole from his mom, you know. And he died, like, right in my arms. Foam from the mouth. Next thing you know, that foam got bloody. Then I was drunk. And we're not supposed to be drinking, you know, just all these things just went up my head. I'm just like, oh, don't die on me, dog. And called the ambulance. They got there, pronounced him dead right there. And I was just, like, blown away.
Let me make this real clear, but this is up in your ears. When my homie passed over, my reality check is here. Sometimes it's hard to accept all these certain things, especially if a friend dies and grows out their wings. So why do these kids be chasing this high? I don't know. Finding the drugs that just touch the sky.
God must have been looking upon me, because once I made that song and I pushed it out on my mixtape, I had two cousins call me saying, like, yo, that song saved my life. So, like, yo, just what you said, and they even said my lyrics, and they're like, would that song stop me from taking drugs? Because she's like, you made it, and I know you. That's what kind of music I want.
Jeremy's story is a testament to the power of open mic. With help from Matt Mateus, Jeremy received a scholarship to attend the formal audio recording classes at Spy Hop. And for the past year, he's run a program similar to Open Mic at the local Boys and Girls Club, helping the next generation find their voice and put it to music.
Spy Hop, what can I say about it? They gave me love, they gave me passion, you know, they gave me compassion, they gave me sanity. Spy Hop basically saved my life and my perspective about life.
For NPR News, I'm Taki Telenitas in Salt Lake City.
Love and hate, of freedom. I know what that means to me.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
When they keep looking up. Believe.
Our story on Spy Hop was produced by Hal Cannon of the Western Folklife Center, with funding provided by the R. Harold Burton Foundation.